Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Yeah, it is.
Hump day.
Good morning.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. Rainy on your way in? A little rainy.
No.
A little slippery on my way in.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, there
rainy.
Was wet, but it was.
Windy.
But no, really not windy. Like anything to trip on. Mm. Easy.
You think the worst of the worst of it's over? Today's
no, I think
to
the
be...
worst of it's to come. Mm. There's more rain to come.
No, I mean, like. As far as commutes in.
Well, today they said it was going to be a little messy.
Yeah. But this is blast rain. I mean, you promised me like 2 weeks ago it was going to stop raining.
Dude, you have no idea how over it I am. I'm
oh,
over
no,
it.
I'm pretty sure I know exactly how over it you are. So the over it thing is pretty universal
yeah,
at
I
this
guess.
Point. Everyone I talk to, the first thing they say is, I'm over it. it's going to be so boring. In a couple weeks when we're like
and it's just beautiful
another
weather.
72 degree day another perfect cloudless California day. When is that again? I can't wait for that. When is that happening? This weekend's supposed to be nice.
Yeah,
there's still rain in the 10-day forecast though.
I know, it's
gross. Unbelievable.
Ugh, make it stop. I want to get out. I want to do my hanging baskets.
What?
You know, my baskets I have hanging all around my yard.
I do not know.
I need to rip out last year's flowers and put in this year's flowers.
Mm.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Gotta look party.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I left all the crap in there from last year. It's just all like dead, hanging in the breeze. I should take a picture of that. Here's a before and after.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, how was your big party yesterday? You and the boys did a podcast, right?
We did. It's a... We do a podcast, the Johnny Mosley Pod, and it went very smoothly.
That's what it's called, the pod, Johnny Mosley Pod?
No, it's a Johnny Mosley Podcast.
Oh, okay.
We ended up deciding on leaving it the podcast, but he actually got a bunch of stuff from a sponsor of his, and so we're doing our first giveaway. Very exciting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All
this
right.
is really cool, like waterproof backpack thing. So it's neat. But yeah, we had a great time, and you know the thing about Hooman is just such a. Well, I mean, do I need to tell you he's a weird dude? But it's just so funny to have him on that podcast because he just, you know, how everything's sort of about him. So it was just, I'm like, stop talking. It's Johnny's podcast. Stop talking. And then we do this Facebook Live thing, and we have it on this huge screen TV in the room. Mm-hmm. And so the way the room was set up, like Hooman was sort of in the front, kind of closest to the TV. So he was the biggest on the podcast, on the, you know, Facebook Live we were doing. And I swear to God, I was just watching him. He's looking at himself going, you know, doing Blue Steel. Like the whole time. It was very funny. Oh.
You love him so much.
Oh my God. I do. He's such a wild card. Like you just don't know what you'll get. So anyway, we had a lovely time and it went very smoothly. Cut a few episodes and that's it. And then I went out into the she shack and sewed things. The whole time we were doing the podcast, I'm like, is this over yet? I gotta go sew stuff. I have things to do.
I had
these purses aren't gonna make themselves.
I had to kill some time because I was picking up Jan at the San Jose airport.
Oh, is he driving mom home?
Which by the way, he's like, he's using the word yawn, and I'm like, what in the
yawn?
He prefers to be called Jan as opposed to Jan. I'm like, no, you're Jan.
Oh, you actually call him Jan to his face.
Well,
I thought that was
sure.
just for the show. You're Marsha.
Great. Jan.
Jan.
I'm Jan.
Oh, call me Jan.
All right, Jim.
I mean, he's trying to embrace it, I guess, mm-hmm. and take some kind of ownership.
With
but
his
I
own
was
little
like,
spin, yeah.
Yeah, there's nobody named Jan.
Call me Jan.
I knew Jan when I was growing up.
You bleep, Paul. You're Jan. I don't know. Is that a pronunciation somewhere
for
J-A-N?
Yeah, I think it's totally. Swedish or something. Right?
Okay.
Exactly. That's
well,
a very
Jan
common
Bjorksen.
Name. It's like a John. It's like John
it
here.
Is. Right. Yeah. Or Hans somewhere right. else.
Well, there you go. So Jan made cavatelli yesterday.
Oh, nice.
What's
which
that?
It's a pasta that it's my favorite, really. But it's
what is
very,
it shaped like?
Well, it can be. I'll show you a picture of him making it.
All right.
But it's.
Did you put that up on your Instagram?
I didn't.
We all want to see pictures of Jan.
Yeah.
That's so stupid or what?
No, it's great. It's like, of course he has a special name for himself. He can't just be Jan.
Oh, do they kind of look like shells?
They do.
Cavatelli.
This is him making it.
Let's have a look at this. Oh, he made it.
And that's the...
He made fresh pasta. He didn't just cook it from a box of cavatelli.
Oh.
He's on... Bring that back here. I didn't get a good look at your kitchen.
Oh, for crying out.
Need to take a look at that. Oh, that's funny. Did you just paint these?
No.
I thought they were a darker color. That's nope. Not lovely. Look at him making his... He just makes them and then tosses them onto a little thing. That's great. So how was it? Delicious?
So good.
Nothing like fresh pasta. There's nothing like it.
It was really good.
It's so much effort and totally worth it, and it's over 10 minutes later.
Exactly.
Even though you spent all goddamn
isn't that any
making.
Meal?
It really is. Ugh. It's funny how much goes into making a meal that 20 minutes later is in the past.
Uh-huh. All gone.
You know? I think that's...
You're on to thinking about your next meal.
Right. And I actually think that's why Instagram is in the food things. Like, I don't mind that at all. I like seeing what people are eating because it's gone. By the time you see it, that's already been eaten.
That's poop.
It's
right?
Right. It's well on its way. It's just, you know, when people spend...
Really?
Well, it is. When people spend all day, you know, preparing some amazing, like adding that secret love ingredient, you know, mm-hmm. just somebody makes you food at your house. It's just so over so quickly.
Well, it was good. We had a big pot of sauce and cavatelli, which is traditionally a Sunday thing, but there we were a Tuesday.
When's he leaving with your mom?
They pull out Thursday morning.
Oh, so he'll spend today. And mm-hmm. what do you guys got on the docket for today?
There's nothing on the docket, Sarah. There's
just
no docketing.
I
have been super busy. I'm going to try to maybe take a power nap. I don't know. But I definitely don't plan to entertain.
Oh.
You know, I'll be around.
Sure.
Me and Jan will, you know.
Sure.
Be
Masha and Jan.
I can't do it. I just can't. So Jan and I will find something to do, but nothing major.
Well, what you should do is figure out anything that's broken in your house with a motor or something.
Have a running toilet.
Oh.
I
God.
Actually,
set
you know
him
what?
On
it. I'll tell you something. I actually think... Our whole house, based on the problem you've had, I need to have a plumber in to check the whole house for plumbing. How do you do that?
You call a plumber and say, I'd like to have a plumbing check.
Because the toilets have been, had issues, and I've had them sort of come out and replace the guts of the things.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And they're still running?
They just don't. They don't work great.
Well, they might be older toilets.
I think that might... But they're not that old. The house is only 12 years old.
Mm.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Are they the kind with the ball float that comes up and the tank that fills?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I think I'm going to have someone check
the whole
place.
Yeah, well, we ignored the problem
for
a little
bit. I don't want no
trouble. You know, I was noticing some things wrong and...
Tell me where you're at with your plumbing snafu.
Well, the ceilings are all done.
So done and painted for the second
done
time.
Done and painted for the second time. Thanks, Belfour. Thank you so much. You guys were fantastic.
What do you mean the second time?
Well, remember, they had this problem, then they thought they fixed it, and then it happened again. Like times,
2 days
times
after,
100.
A day and a half after they fixed it.
It wasn't.
And then so they had to redo it.
So they replaced the toilet.
No, we ordered our toilet.
Oh,
And so it ordered... it comes later this week, I think, and then the plumber will be back. Nick, our plumber, will be back probably next week.
Are you not using your current toilet in fear that it's going that this thing is going to
that
happen
is
again?
Correct.
So you're just not using that toilet. Not,
John turned off the water.
Oh, good. There. Oh, fine.
And so I am just going downstairs every time I have to go.
Good.
If
for
I'm
you.
Upstairs, I don't want to go in his room because I don't want to wake him up.
You had a full bath downstairs, or it's a half
no,
bath.
No, it's a half bath.
And then you have the one full bath upstairs.
I have. One full bath. John has one.
Oh,
full
John
bath.
Has a full
yeah.
bath. Okay, so you don't yeah. go in and wake him
but
up.
But I don't want to wake him up. I mean, I've been up since 12:30 this morning, and I woke up having to go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll go downstairs, and I just don't want to wake him up.
Mm-hmm.
He needs his rest too.
You've been up since 12:30.
Yeah.
Time did you go to sleep?
I don't know, 7-ish. Oh,
jeez.
Like
what happened?
I don't know. I'm just
hot
or cold.
Her face is hot. Her head is hot.
Mm.
Are you fluey?
I thought you were done with all these hot flashes now.
I don't know.
You might be fluey.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. I just don't feel normal. You know that feeling?
Oh,
we just
no.
don't feel, but not like sick enough where you're feeling like, oh, I'm sick.
Yeah.
It's just something's like not,
off.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So anyway, so they'll do the car or they'll do the toilet next and then comes the carpet.
Okay.
So we'll have to replace all the carpet upstairs.
Plastics out of your house.
And the stairs.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Oh.
Yeah.
So you're getting the stairs carpeted. Weren't you like bummed because the stairs were wood and slippery or something? Or
the upstairs stairs are carpet.
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
okay,
I need that to be carpeted.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to pay for certain stuff because they'll insurance only pays for what was affected. And we don't want things to be off match.
No.
You know, it's stupid.
That's totally stupid. The whole thing's got to get done.
So that's where we are. So almost back to normal.
Good.
Glad just something
it.
We needed to get through.
Yes. This too shall pass.
Exactly. Yeah. On to the next thing.
I'm battening down the hatches for Joy's arrival. I think she's coming in with me on Friday.
Wednesday, Wednesday. Okay,
today's
she
Wednesday.
Is.
Did you talk to her more?
I talked to her a little bit more. It's all.
Are they moving to LA or what?
Oh, I didn't talk about that. We were trying to figure out what was going on with. They might not. I don't know. I just sort of got it in my head that they were. But
is she coming with her husband?
Yeah. So he has grown sons that or. Some kind of kid situation, and one of them lives in Napa.
Mm.
So one of the reasons that they're up here is to see him. And so I guess Friday is the night that they...
Well,
that
they stay at his place.
Well, they are for some of the time.
Right, Ben?
Right.
They are for some of the time. I
listen,
you know,
it doesn't affect me at all. So no. When we talk about it, we're just talking.
Yeah, yeah. We're just
but
joking.
But the fact that you're constantly like, and I have more guests coming, it affects me none. It's okay. But personally, I'd be like, no way. No. It's too much.
Nah,
I can't,
too much.
I can't take it.
That's,
we
much.
All have different thresholds.
Right.
Mine is very different than
throw
yours.
Throw your sack on my back, too. I'm fine with it.
It's so much.
Yeah, so they're, because on Saturday night, are you going to this person's 50th birthday party that we're all invited to?
I'm not going anywhere Saturday night.
You're not? Okay.
I'm not.
Yeah, so I have to go to that. I said I would go and I want to go to it. It's
I want to go to it.
Friend of ours.
I just will not be.
It's just a mutual friend. In fact, are you going to that party, Yuzi?
You know what? I have some things in my calendar.
I think you said you were going.
I think that's this week?
Yeah. Saturday
I thought
night.
It was next week.
No.
Oh,
March is over at the end of this month. So anyway, I got that going on Saturday night, and that's like the one night she can hang out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
so she's
going to come tomorrow night, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed at 7:30 because I'm going to bed at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I just simply cannot compromise my routine.
Totally.
Right.
And so Friday night, I think they're going to go see their son because that's the one night he can see them, or his son.
Sounds confusing.
Her stepson. I know. So it's a whole thing. But anyway,
well,
I am psyched to see her.
She's a nice lady.
She's great. She's just so fun. She's a good time. You know, that's a chick who's on Instagram in her bra all the time.
the time.
Because she sells bras.
Right. I thought you said she doesn't sell bras.
Apparently she doesn't. Maybe she has a mail order.
I didn't know she shut that down. I didn't know she was... The way she Instagrams, this is a lady who clearly loves Martha and is doing a Martha thing. Like, she's...
For your breasts.
She calls this guy who she's married to the farmer, and the photos are from the farm. Like, she's a farm lady that sells bras.
Yeah. I actually...
It's a neat niche.
You know what? I'll go back and read the text thread and see if I can figure out if she's moving to LA or not. But if they... It, you know, because it did seem idyllic. Like, why would you ever leave there?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
She fit. Well, it's, and she wasn't posting like, get me the hell out
off
of here.
The farm.
She right. was posting like,
about the farm.
Isn't this gorgeous?
It is.
Isn't my farmer grand? Mm. Like she, you know, all the stuff. She seemed to really be at home
funny.
There.
Yeah. Well, she's always been a Vermont girl. Like she's from Rhode Island originally. And
you hate Rhode Island, though, don't you?
No, I don't mind Rhode Island. I went to school in Rhode Island.
Oh.
I was born in Rhode Island.
You?
Yeah. I don't mind Rhode Island.
You were born there?
I was.
Was it an accident?
It was not.
They were living there at the time?
They were. Both my parents went to school in Rhode Island.
You were born while your mom was in school?
She dropped out of school.
To born you.
Although, yeah, she must have dropped out because she was 19 when she got pregnant with me. I know. Exciting. Or something around that.
Actually, I think my mom was about 19 too, but yeah. that was her thing.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah.
I'm going to get married and have kids. No, they had a shotgun wedding. My mom, I'm a love child. My mom and dad married because of me.
Mm-hmm. Were they truly in love already at that point? Is that a bad question to ask?
I believe that they were.
Oh, okay.
Or
have they grown their love?
No, they're a pretty good match, the Bickersons. So, anyway, they had me. We lived in an apartment in Providence for a couple of years.
Oh,
I know.
I didn't know that.
And then we moved to Massachusetts. And I grew up. So all my memories are from. I have no memories really at all pre Massachusetts.
So your brother and sister are born in Boston,
yes,
Massachusetts,
or wherever, whatever
East
town,
Bridgewater, whatever.
Kingston, Mass is where we lived first. Then we moved to East Bridgewater.
Got it.
Right.
Wow.
How did we get here? Oh, because Joy is originally from Rhode Island, and when she met her husband, Jim, which is how Vinny and I, her ex-husband is our old boss, who was a big influence on us. Jim McGuinn.
Right?
Love Jim.
Well, he was my boss in St. Louis, and then I went to Philly with him, and that's where we met Vinny. Mm.
What we did in the 6 months at DRE, stations can't pull off in 10 years.
Nope, I agree. I mean, and on no budget. Like, we made that happen. It was magic radio time for us. And we were kids and just, you know, going for it.
Hungry.
Literally.
Yeah.
No. I mean, we were starving. Yeah. I was starving.
I don't have money for food. Can I have some of those CDs to trade in?
At all.
Those were just really great times for us. And Jim and Joy had met when he was programming in Vermont, and they just loved Vermont. All you ever heard about from them was Vermont, because he's from like Chicago area originally. And but they just loved Vermont. So for her to wind up in Vermont with a farmer, you know, in her own bra shop, I thought, well, she's done. And turns out, you know, you're never done until you're done.
L.A., how are they going to afford that?
I don't know. I'm going to just see. Maybe I'm crazy. Yeah. Maybe they live on the farm in Vermont still. I actually hope that they live on the farm in Vermont still.
I do, too. I mean, people of a certain age moving to California, that's a mistake.
Well, to L.A. is, you know.
Mm. Well, California in general, the taxes, buying a house.
Dude, it's
and paying
not easy here.
The property tax starting from then.
Right. Yikes. I know. If your grandma owned a house, you know, you just like, I'll just keep it in grandma's name. I don't need to be paying today's tax rates.
Right. If you can pull that off.
I don't know how you can, but let grandma live in the attic. You're up in the attic, grandma. I'll bring you your meals. Don't worry about it. You don't need to go anywhere. Get the stairs. Eventually, we'll get you one of those chairs that slides down the stairs.
Exactly.
You know. Those things look awesome.
They do. Slow, though, right?
Well, you know.
Where are you going?
You're in a slow seat. Just read your book. Leave a book on that seat, and then every time you're on the tram, you can read your
page.
Book. Read a page or two. I wouldn't mind that too much. Whatever. Better than screwing with my old ass hips.
Right.
You know, I assume that I'll have problems with my hips, you know, someday when I'm old, someday long in the distant future.
I'm sure you won't.
Yeah.
We'll see you dance on Fridays.
Oh, man. Dude, dancing is so fun.
Those hips are.
Dude, they don't lie.
They are well lubed.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing. All right, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good morning. It's hump day. Survivor's on tonight, and we'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.